Hello, this is woodblock printmaker David Bull. Welcome again to the Story Week website. This is story number 374. I wonder. It's that time of year again, the end of February, when I receive a phone call from my tax accountant letting me know he has finished processing my tax returns. It's always a good news, bad news situation. In the case of a good news year with high income, the bad news is that my taxes are, of course, correspondingly increased. Other years, it is the opposite case. The income is the bad news, and this is then matched by a good news tax situation. This year has been a bit different from previous years, though, in that this pattern has been broken. This year, it's good news all around. I had quite a high amount of revenue last year, and yet he tells me that I owe only a very low amount of tax. Any of you who have any experience of business will know how this is possible. Although revenue was up, expenses were also very high, leaving a very low profit, which is what the taxes are based on, of course. Well, considering the fact that in early summer I was almost at the stage of letting the staff go and retreating to become a one-man shop again, I can't complain that there wasn't much profit this year. We survived. The business here is organized as a proprietorship. The accountant tells me that the time is not far off when it will make more sense to operate as a corporation. But for now, the business activity, our Mocha Hong Kong brand, and Dave Bull the individual are considered as a single entity for tax purposes. This means that my personal income is defined as whatever is left over from the gross income after the business expenses are deducted. As I mentioned, these were both up last year, and it turns out that the leftover amount was on the order of 790,000 yen. For the benefit of overseas readers of this story, that's approximately $10,000. This brings up an interesting question. How much per hour am I thus getting paid? Our part-time staffers here are currently getting 1,000 yen per hour, about $12. They are quite happy with this, as most casual jobs available in this area pay less, and unlike ours, almost always come with strict requirements for attendance and scheduling, etc. So, how many hours did I work to earn that $10,000? This is not so easy to calculate exactly, but the 12 hours per day involved with activities related to printmaking is actually a pretty conservative estimate. Most days I'm at the computer first thing in the morning, processing the overnight orders while I eat breakfast, and getting the website updated at the other end of the day before tumbling into bed is a very common pattern. As for days off, there simply aren't any. One day for me is just the same as another. And in fact, it's the actual holiday days when I get a ton of work done, because there's nobody else around to bother me. So, 12 hours times, say, 350 days gives an annual figure of 4,200 hours, which puts the income at around $2.40 per hour. But just a minute, you interject. That doesn't count all the equity that is accruing to me as the sole owner of this organization. I may not be taking cash out at present, but surely the value is slowly building up, and I will be able to cash out at some time in the future when I sell the business, or perhaps go public. Excuse me, I seem to have something in my eye. There is, of course, nothing here that is of value in any financial sense at all. There are no assets beyond a stack of woodblocks, and those have only potential value to people who are trained to use them. If I stepped out of the picture tomorrow, the business would collapse instantly. Over the coming years, will I really be able to build a structure here that doesn't depend on a continuous stream of input and energy from me? I wonder.